Newstalk ZB, it is now 27 to 7. So Milford Asset Management, Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category Fund Manager of the Year in both 2013 and 2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And you can get more information or an investment statement. You go to Milford Asset, that's one word, milfordasset.com, or you can call them directly during business hours, 0800 662 346, 0800 662 346. And William Curtain from Milford Asset Management is with us once again. William, good to talk to you.
Hi, Larry.
Let's talk about New Zealand and Australian company results. Now, Contact Energy reported their half-year result. It was not good at all. What did you see in it?
Yeah, the earnings were down about 3% on an underlying basis. That was actually largely in line with expectations because they did pre-report their operating data about a month ago, so the market had a fair idea what they're going to put out. Within the detail, the retail pricing was down a bit, which is good for consumers because it's quite competitive out there among all the energy companies. But volumes are up about 1% overall, which was a good offset to that lower pricing.
So, William, the share price fell 9% today. What was the negative news out of this?
So the big disappointment was around capital management. The company said, management said that they have little need for further investment in New Zealand. They've just finished building their large Tamihi geothermal power station near Taupo. So that leaves them with three choices for what to do with the good cash that the company's producing. They can either reduce debt or, secondly, they could increase dividends, return that money to shareholders. Or thirdly, they can invest it somewhere else. What the market wants them to do is actually raise the dividends and give the cash back to the shareholders, because it's a very yield-hungry, a cash-hungry market out there at the moment. But what Contact has decided to do is actually invest it offshore. So they announced today for the first time that they'll invest some money into international markets, leveraging their geothermal and hydro construction expertise.
And what are your thoughts on the international expansion?
Oh, we'll need some convincing that this is the right idea. First of all, New Zealand companies in general have a bad record expanding offshore. But more importantly, Mighty River Power over the last number of years expanded offshore. They went to the US where they actually did okay. But where they didn't do too well was in Chile and Germany. And they ended up making some large impairments in that market. And only last December, Mighty River Power announced that they're actually pulling out of Chile and Germany and focusing more on the New Zealand market. So most of the market's thinking that this could be a repeat of the disappointment that Mighty River Power did offshore. So really, management will have to convince shareholders over the next few months how they're going to do it better than what some of their peers have done.
And on to Australia. The market is up 9% this year. What's driving this?
Yeah, Australia's actually been on an absolute tear. It's one of the top-performing markets in the world this year. The big driver was the surprise cut in interest rates. And what they did is they cut interest rates by 25 basis points, and we're actually expecting to cut by another 25 in the next couple of months. And that really sends the market off because investors start buying the bank stocks and the property stocks, which account for nearly 50% of the market over here. And secondly, there's been speculation that China is going to introduce some large monetary and fiscal stimulus. And what benefits China can often benefit Australia as a proxy for China, because a lot of international investors believe that Australia follows China. So a lot of investors have been buying Australia on the back of expected good news out of China.
And what results did we have in Australia today?
The main one was Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. So this is one of the regional banks. It's big in Victoria and South Australia. They reported a pretty strong result with underlying cash earnings up 11%, which is roughly in line with expectations. The big driver, of course, is a strong housing market in Australia, so more lending in that market, which is driving earnings up. However, the stock did sell off 4%, and the main reason for that was that the net interest margins were lower than expected. So there's some questions about how sustainable that high level of earnings could be for this company.
And William, what is the general outlook for Australia?
Really is a two-tier economy over here. So you've got mining sector, which is doing very poorly. I mean, that was the driver for most of the last decade in a positive sense, but now it's very much a negative influence on the economy. But offsetting that, the housing sector is really ramping up. You're seeing building approvals and housing starts starting to hit near the top of their range. The interest rate cuts that we've had will just add more fuel to this fire. So house prices are likely to keep ticking along. For the stock market, you're likely to see those mining stocks remain relatively under pressure, and the stocks exposed to the housing market, either directly through housing development or indirectly through the lending by the banks, are likely to continue to do well.
Thank you, William. Good to talk to you. That is William Curtain from Milford Asset Management, and their telephone number is 0800 662 346, or you go to milfordasset.com.